ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, habib qulubana, tabib nufusana, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ali baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept my warmest salams. And it's again, always I mention it at the beginning of the program Bridge that these few minutes is so much barakah in my life. It has been a source of blessings because it causes me and it makes me to contemplate and ponder on the du'as and supplications of the book Sahifa Sajjadia before presenting it to you in this program. And again, I felt so bad that it's been too late for me to seek refuge to this great legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin at this age. I wish I had sought refuge to Sahifa Sajjadia much earlier in my life. Had it been the case, it would have changed the path that I have took for a much better path. This is one of the regrets in my life. Anyhow, the 20th dua of Sahifa Sajjadia is the dua of Imam Zainul Abidin, his supplication on moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi makarim al akhlaq wa mardiy al af'al. And it starts with this: Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household. Wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman. And cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin. And make my certainty the most excellent certainty. And we talked about different levels of conviction and different signs of the believers, the people of certainty, in the past two sessions. This session, we're going to conclude with the final, the remaining signs of the people who are considered to be Ahl al-Yaqeen, the dwellers, the people of certainty and conviction, only after we take a break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, as under this phrase of the 20th dua of Sahifa Sajjadia, when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his certainty to become the most excellent one, the most excellent level of certainty, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says in a beautiful hadith that as-sabru thamaratul yaqeen, right? One of the signs of a person who has certainty, right? Whether it's according to the level, like relative to the level of certainty, because we mentioned certainty has three levels. According and relative to the term, to the level of certainty that that individual has, right? You see these great characteristics and traits to be more visible and more apparent in them, more helping them more in the way of life. The commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, says, As-sabru, patience is thamaratul yaqeen. Sometimes we think that patience only is needed to reach the stage of certainty. Yes, an initial level of sabr and patience is required for you to get to the level of certainty. But once you are certain, once you're assured, once you have true faith, once you're completely having the conviction, what would you do? You will practice patience out of that certainty and iman and faith that you have. The patience as sabr in tribulations and moments of obedience, in moments of hardships and difficulties, in the moments of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patience, right? When you come to avoid the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all three types of patience is the fruit of certainty. You don't say that bad word just because you're certain, you're assured, you have faith that there is a day of judgment, that if you do this, you have gone against the will and order and commands of and instructions of the Almighty Lord. It's the fruit of certainty. The second one is another beautiful hadith. Imam Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam says, Silahul al-mu'min al-muqin, the weapon, right? Al-silahul al-muqin as-sabru al-bala. The weapon of the person with certainty is patience during affliction, right? That is the weapon of the believer to go through hardships, to go through difficulties, to go through tribulations. The weapon is what? It's the mean. It's the tool that you fight in the times of difficulty with. Imam says the weaponry, the tool for you to go through the times of difficulties, the times of hardship, the times of affliction is what? Patience, right? Patience is very important. Wa shukru fi ar-rakha, another sign of a believer, a true faithful, someone who has certainty, is gratitude during prosperity. Because what are we? The people who do not have certainty or who suffer from a weak level of certainty, when it comes to the time of prosperity, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who provided them prosperity. Let's take another break and inshallah we'll come back to conclude this session.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this last portion of this session, a beautiful hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam can help us conclude. And that is, he offered in the supplicatory prayer munajat before the Almighty Truth. He says, أسألك بكرمك أن تمن علي من عطائك بما تقر به عيني ومن رجائك بما تطمئن به نفسي ومن اليقين بما تحون علي مصيبات الدنيا وتجلو به عن بصيرتي غشوات العمى. The translation is this: O Allah, I ask of you by your generosity that you would bestow upon me from your gifts that which will cool my eye, bring me comfort, and from my hope in you, from my faith in you, that which will bring peace and tranquility to my soul, and from certainty, al-yaqeen, that which will ease the misfortunes of the world for me. Again, another sign of yaqeen, another product of yaqeen, another consequence of yaqeen is that the misfortunes, the difficulties, the problems, the hardships of this dunya will become easy for you to accept and to tolerate and to go through. And the last one, and remove the veils of blindness from my inner sight. Give me basira, give me insight so I can see beyond the curtains. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد